Let's pray together once more. Lord, we just honor you in this place, and we honor your word, Lord. Lord, we just believe that your word has the power to change us. It has the power in it to change the natural things that we see. Lord, it has the power in it to create. It has the power in it to give life. It has the power, Lord, to crush the enemy. Lord, we just believe that your word has power and life in it, Lord. And so, Father, we just give reverence, we give honor to you and to your word. And Lord, we open our hearts that you might speak to us tonight. Lord, that we might walk in greater freedom and victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight, I want to share a simple message with you. Trust him. Easier said than done. Especially when it appears that maybe some circumstance in your life is getting worse and worse. You know, it's easy to say, oh, I'm trusting the Lord, but it is an altogether different thing to really do it. You know, here in our country, it's a wonderful thing. Our money says, in God we trust. The problem is for a whole lot of people, they think that's the money. And I'm just telling you, that's the way it all bears out. It all comes down to that for a lot of people, they put their trust in the wrong things. But when we really and truly trust the Lord, I'm telling you, that is the best way to live. That is a place where you can relax. That's a place where you can rest, where you can really find joy and happiness in life, is when you truly learn to trust him. Sunday morning, we read this key verse, Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. We talked a lot Sunday morning about worry and about keeping our mind on the right things, keeping our mind on the Lord. And we just talked about trust a little bit. But I just felt like tonight we just need to go a little deeper here, because I'm telling you, this is really a key principle that we need to get a hold of in our Christian walk every day for us to just enjoy the Lord and just be able to do the things that he wants us to do and be who he wants us to be in this world. So I'm telling you, all of that worry and stress, it's like rust in the machinery of life. It just keeps you from really being who God wants you to be, doing what God wants you to do. How we need to learn to trust him more. More trust, well, it equals more peace. Love the old song. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. And my prayer tonight is simply that we would just learn to trust him more. You know, it's really amazing. We all come to the Lord by trusting in Jesus. I mean, you either come that way or you don't come. Amen. It's all by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through him. And we are saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. No, we have to trust in Jesus. And every born-again Christian, you trust the Lord for your salvation. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can't work for it. You just have to trust the Lord that he paid the price in full. Why do we struggle to trust him with the little things that we face every day? Some years ago, there was a construction worker that fell off of a work site, and he fell 110 feet and landed on a pile of dirt. And somehow he managed to miss a bunch of rocks and other debris, construction debris, and he landed on this pile of dirt, and miraculously, he lived. In fact, the only serious injury that he had a bruised lung. It's an absolute miracle. And as some men were putting him on a stretcher and carrying him away from this workplace, he says to the men who are carrying him on this stretcher, he says, "Don't drop me. Please don't drop me." The guy's just fallen 110 feet, but now he's worried about falling 3 feet. Are you getting it? How is it that we trust God with the big one? I'm telling you, that's the big one. If you can trust him for your salvation, do you not think that you can trust him for the battle of the day, for the little things that you say, "Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. It's not little." It's little compared to your salvation, compared to your eternity, compared to what Jesus has already done. Everything else you face, it's a 3 foot drop. How we just need to learn to trust him every day. Now, I don't want to get you questioning your salvation, but I'm just telling you, if you can't trust him for a 3 foot drop, how are you trusting him for salvation? He is faithful and he's trustworthy. We just need to learn to trust him more. So I want to encourage you from the word of the Lord tonight to just really trust him, to just let go. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress. You can rest. I'm not talking about, you know, there's always some goofy religious person who goes off with a half-truth, you know, and somebody's going to quit their job and sit on the couch and say, "Well, I'm just trusting the Lord to provide for me." No, you're not, you lazy thing. That's not what it means to trust the Lord. Listen, I'm not talking about being silly, being goofy. See, now, let me just give you one other example. Listen, if the Lord tells you to throw away your medicine, well, throw it away. But if the Lord doesn't tell you to throw away your medicine, don't throw your medicine away. Here's what I'm saying to you. We're trusting God, not our job. We're trusting the Lord, not a medicine. And when you go to work, there shouldn't be stress. You shouldn't be worried. You shouldn't feel the pressure because your trust is in God. You just do what you're supposed to do. You just obey God and you trust him with all the rest of it. A lot of times people make the mistake of putting their trust in other people. And I know that can be a little complicated because certainly we shouldn't be cynical and skeptical of everybody. We're to love everybody. But we just need to realize that in a very real sense that even the best of people can fail you. Even the best people can make mistakes. Well, let me just do a quick check. How many of you have made a mistake? I think that's everybody except the liars. Well, or the people that would never, ever raise their hand. No, that's all of us. We've all made mistakes. And guess what? Every person that you could ever trust has made some, and they're going to make some more. And sometimes they're going to let you down. Let me tell you, one of the reasons that a lot of people aren't in church today and aren't a part of God's work anymore, because somebody let them down. It might have been a preacher, might have been somebody else, a brother, sister in the Lord, might have been a family member, but they don't want to have anything to do with church because somebody let them down. Well, let me tell you where the problem started. Wasn't because somebody messed up. People are always going to mess up. We just established that a second ago. Y'all looking at me awful weird. I'm just telling you, we just established that. Some of you are going to make some mistakes. You know, sometimes I have people tell me that they got offended, they got hurt because somebody out in the foyer said such and such. And I'm like, no, not at this church. This is the sweetest, most loving group of people anywhere. But you know what? Sometimes people make mistakes. No, the problem starts when you put your trust in man, when you get your eyes off of Jesus and onto people. Because I'm telling you, as long as your trust is in the Lord, you don't have to worry about what other people do. But so often, people start putting their trust in a person. Psalms 118, verse 8 and 9 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. You know what that tells me? It doesn't matter even if that person is a great person. See, that's what he's saying. You don't put your confidence in man, not even in princes, not even in the best of the best of the best. In fact, that's part of the problem sometimes is people put some person up on a pedestal. Oh, there's something. And then when they take a tumble off the pedestal, that person gets all messed up. Oh, how much better it is to keep your trust in the Lord. You see, you thank God for the doctor. Amen. And you pray for them that God will use them and give them wisdom and direction. But that's not where your trust is. No, your trust is in the Lord because people can make mistakes. When you're going under the knife, where's your trust? I want to tell you that deep down, no matter how hard you try, if your trust is in a doctor, you can't ever really have peace because you know that they're human and they can make a mistake. But when your trust is in the Lord, you don't have to wonder. You know that everything's going to be all right when your trust is truly in the Lord. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. By the way, I'm just giving you, well, I started to say a few. No, I'm giving you a bunch of scriptures tonight, but I'm just giving you a few from the multitude of scriptures that talk about trusting the Lord. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8 says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited." Now, I want you to see something here, that the man who trusts in man is cursed. That's really strong language, isn't it? This is how the Lord feels about it. When we put our trust in other people, we're cursed. So you put your trust in the government, you put your trust in the economy and in money, you put your trust in your employer. I'm just telling you, that's a curse. And here's you know, he says, his heart departs from the Lord. That's right. Because when you start putting your trust elsewhere, your heart goes with it. In fact, wherever you really put your trust, that's your God. And so when you start putting your trust in something besides the Lord, you're turning your heart from the Lord. And he says, you're going to end up like a tumbleweed, dry, dusty, no fruit. See, when we don't really trust him, our heart's not close to him, and we end up doing things our way instead of his way. Let me phrase that another way. We end up disobeying God. In fact, whenever somebody doesn't obey God, they didn't really trust him. If you just follow the trail there far enough, you'll find it every time that on some level, they didn't trust him. Well, they were lying. Why were they lying? They're trying to get something another way instead of trusting God. Well, you know, they wouldn't tithe, wouldn't obey God in their giving. You know why? Because they don't trust him. Because if they trust him, there ain't nobody that wouldn't want to be in on the blessing for the tither if they trust God. The only reason they don't tithe is because they don't believe the promise is for them. They don't think that God meant that. They think that was only for a certain person. Even though you can start from Genesis and go all the way through the New Testament, another message. I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter what the sin is. It all comes back down to this. They didn't really trust God in something, in some area, in some way, and they disobeyed God because they didn't trust him. Reminds me of another old song, Trust and Obey. There's no other way. When you trust, you obey. Let me finish those verses. Verse 7 in Jeremiah 17, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. See, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Doesn't matter what happens. I'm going to mess with you a little bit. You see, it's easy to talk about trust. It's something else to really do it. It doesn't matter what happens with your health care and your insurance when your trust is in the Lord. Oh, we can just be fearful and anxious and worried about this and worried about that and live just like the world. And we end up being like a dry old tumbleweed. When God wants us to live an abundant life where we're happy, victorious, enjoying the Lord. Green, not anxious, fruitful. Nor will cease from yielding fruit. See, when our trust is in the Lord, we are a blessed people. We just keep bearing fruit. We just keep going on. And it doesn't matter what's going on in this world. The Lord blesses us. There's a whole lot of shaking going on in this world. And I'm not a doomsday preacher. But I'm going to tell you this, it's not going to stop. There's not going to be a time before Jesus comes back and before the Antichrist is revealed where there's just going to be peace in this world. It's not going to stop. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. And it doesn't matter. One time it'll have something to do with the oil, and another time it's going to have to do with terrorism, and another time it's going to have to do with our public school system, or it's going to have to do with our economy, or it's going to have to do with health care, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter what it is, I'm telling you, there's always going to be a lot of shaking going on. How much better to just be trusting the Lord instead of being a part of all of that fear and panic. Just trust the Lord. Most people tend to kind of put their trust in themselves. Well, that reminds me of another old song, but it ain't a good one. I'm just telling you, though, for a lot of people, this is where part of the problem is. Because of pride, they put their trust in themselves. They think that they can make it happen. They can make their own way. They think that somehow they'll figure it all out, and they're smart enough, they're strong enough, they're resilient enough. And I'm just telling you, it becomes a real problem. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, we're talking about learning to trust Him more, and here's where part of the rub is that you can't always figure it out. If you're really going to trust the Lord, you're going to have to take His hand and just trust Him, even though you don't understand. Even though it doesn't make sense to you. And I'm just telling you, there's a lot of things that the Bible tells us to do that don't make sense in the natural. Somebody strikes you on the one cheek, turn to him the other also. That don't make sense to this old boy. Now we got to trust him. No matter what he says to us, no matter what he asks of us. And oh, when we do that, there's such victory, such joy, such rest. Trust him with all your heart, totally and completely. This is the way to live a happy life. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Love this verse. The second half of it is, "Blessed is the man who trusts in him." This is how you taste and see that the Lord is good. You trust Him. Listen, people don't taste and see that the Lord is good because they went to service one day and enjoyed the service. Or because they tried praying one day. No, you taste and see that the Lord is good when you really trust Him. Because you find out just how trustworthy He is. You find out just how good He is when you're willing to trust Him. See, the Lord will always bring us through every trial if we'll just trust Him, if we're willing to turn our life over to Him and trust Him. That's when we find out how good He is. You know, trust can be a scary thing. But when you trust in the Lord, well, that's the safest place to be. Proverbs 16:20. "He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he." And there it is again. Don't answer out loud. Are you happy? Because the Bible says, if you're trusting the Lord, happy is he. I can't remember the exact statistics on this, but children laugh like something like 20 or 30 times a day more than adults. Some of y'all need to lighten up. My wife told me this morning, "You're such a little boy." I'm not going to tell you what that was about. But anyway, I'm just telling you, some of y'all need to learn to laugh a little more often. And I know what you're thinking about. I got responsibilities. Oh, man. This message is so for you. You need to trust your Heavenly Father. I said it Sunday morning. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm not talking about shirking your responsibilities and not doing what you're supposed to do. I'm talking about the pressure, the worry, the stress. Do what you're supposed to do, and you let God take care of the rest. Your Heavenly Father is well able to take care of you. You just need to learn to relax, let go, let God. You know, you can't do it all by yourself anyway. And if you're honest, you know that. Every one of us has our own weaknesses, our own struggles, our own shortcomings and faults, and we all make mistakes. I think we voted on that. So you just have to trust God anyway. One of the common battles that we have with fear and anxiety and stress is other people. I mean, if everybody else would just do what I want them to do, life would be good. Anybody else want to get on that boat? I mean, you know, if my wife, my kids, my boss, my, you know, if the county tax assessor would do what I want them to do, if everybody would just do what I want them to do, the world would be a happy place. How's that working? Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe." Fear of man, I ain't afraid of nobody. Afraid of what they're going to do or they're not going to do. You see, we need to just trust the Lord instead. And by the way, it's one or the other. You're either going to fear man or you're going to trust the Lord. You're either going to be afraid of what other people are going to do and not do, or you're going to trust the Lord. The fear of man is a trap. It'll always get you messed up. It'll get you headed the wrong way. The fear of the Lord, or to trust the Lord, is the way to life. But we don't have to be afraid what man will do. In fact, Jesus said, don't fear those who can kill the body. No, we trust the Lord. He's able. Remember the story of the three Hebrews? The king said, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. And they said, we don't care. No, that's not exactly what they said. They said, our God is able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow. Now that's trust. You ever get a threatening letter in the mail? Well, this was like 100,000 times that. They heated up the fire. We're going to throw you in. Guess what? They did. They threw them in the fire. Isaiah 43:1-3. The Lord says, fear not, I have redeemed you, I've called you by your name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And I'm telling you that just like Jesus was with those Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, and they came out unharmed, so will you when your trust is in the Lord. But when you put your trust in man, it's a trap. You're going to burn. You don't have to worry about the bully, the devil. I'm telling you. Our big brother Jesus, he's always with us, watching out for us. He's always backing us up. We ought to always be rejoicing when we're trusting in the Lord. Listen to this, Psalms 5:11-12. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. See, we get all worried and stressed out, and we lose our joy. We're not, you know, the Apostle Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The guy's writing from prison, and he's telling them, you should always rejoice. Always rejoice. He says it again in Thessalonians. Always rejoice. I'm telling you, the reason a lot of Christians can't do that is because they're so worried. They're so upset. They're so stressed out. They're not trusting the Lord. Oh, we get to the place where we're really trusting God. We've already read it several times tonight. We're blessed. We're happy. We got something to rejoice about. Don't worry about the wicked, what they're going to do. We read this passage just a few months ago, but I want to share it with you again. It's Psalms 37. This passage is just so right on for the time in which we live. He says, do not fret because of evildoers. Are you fretting because of evildoers? Well, stop it. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. So I want to challenge you tonight to just, you know, whatever areas of your life that cause you anxiety, stress, worry, fear, I just want to challenge you to turn that over to the Lord and just trust him. He really is trustworthy. He has the power to take care of it. He loves you. You just need to trust him. Proverbs 28, 25, and 26. I want to deal with this obstacle one more time. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. Now, verse 26 there gives us a principle that the world we live in would absolutely defy. In fact, I dare to say that most Christians have a real hard time swallowing what that verse says. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. See, the heart is desperately wicked, deceitful. You can fool yourself. A lot of people do it every week, every day, thinking that they're living for God and doing just fine, even though they're not obeying God. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not serving God. You know, trust in their own heart. I'm telling you, you can't even trust yourself. You got to trust God instead, because you're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. That's why you had to trust him with the big one. Why wouldn't you trust him with the little things? And you just keep looking to him and trusting in him. Don't allow that pride to keep you from just trusting the Lord. Max Lucado, a great writer, he tells this story, and I'm not going to tell it very well or tell it just like he did, but you'll get the gist of it. A little boy goes down to the beach, and he's got his bucket, and he scoops up a pile of sand and flips it over, starts building him a sandcastle. And he works on this sandcastle for quite some time in the afternoon. And then there's a man in an office building in a high rise. And he is working on his portfolio. He is buying and selling and wheeling and dealing. He is trying to build something as well. Later in the day, the tide comes in and a big wave comes and takes the little sandcastle out. Same thing happens with the businessman. Here's the difference. The little boy gets up, takes his dad's hand, and he goes home. He's not worried about the sandcastle. But the businessman, he's all distraught, thinking about blowing his brains out. His world just went down the tubes with that little wave. How our pride gets in the way, and how we need to let God be God and just trust Him. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're a little boy building a sandcastle or you're a big man building a big portfolio. When you take the hand of God, everything's going to be fine. That'll preach right there, I'm just telling you. That may not sound like a lot of what you hear today, but that's the truth. God will keep you. He'll take care of you. He'll bring you through to victory if you just trust Him, not trust in yourself. Get rid of the pride. Well, what about when things just go from bad to worse? And this is the last passage, 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 10. Listen to what Paul says. He said, "We do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that He will still deliver us." And you know, sometimes we have to get to that place where all the options are gone and we know that there's no other way. He said that we might not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead. And when it's your worst moment of your worst day, you need to remember that the one who saved your soul and you trusted Him for your salvation, you can trust Him in that moment. The worst moment of your worst day, He still raises the dead. He's still well able to deliver you and get you through if you'll just trust Him. And here's what you need to do. You just need to sit down and rest. You just need to quit carrying all of it and just turn it over to Him and just rest. Trust Him. Trust Him. Well, stand with me. I'm going to let you go. Father, I just thank You that we really can trust You. And I pray, Lord, You just help us by Your grace, Lord, to learn to trust You more. I pray, Father, for every person that's weary, that's burdened, Lord, that's anxious. I pray, Father, that they would just find real peace tonight. Lord, that in You they would find that place of rest. Lord, that before they close their eyes and go to sleep tonight, Lord, that those burdens would just be released into Your hands and Your care. And Lord, though they don't understand it, they will trust You as the God of the universe who loves them. And I pray, Father, that their sleep will be sweet in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, bless you.